Drones are in the news a lot for their military uses, but they're picking up popularity in the civilian world for work and for hobbies.
Our next guest is thinking ahead about how drones might be used in hunting here in Wisconsin. In a recent piece, he wrote about ethical issues drones could raise. Paul Smith joins us now. He's outdoors editor for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Paul, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
Well, I wonder if we could start by having you give us some examples so we have in mind the kinds of ethical issues that we're talking about as we go into the discussion. What sorts of things could drones be used for in hunting that are unethical?
Well, in hunting in Wisconsin, for instance, they're not only unethical, but they're illegal. So we have a state law that would prohibit the use of drones for hunting. It's in our state administrative code. And the way it appears is that it's a rule that governs aircraft, but our DNR has said that that drones fit the definition of aircraft. So it would be illegal to use drones to scout, harass, herd, or hunt game in Wisconsin. So it's not only unethical, but it's illegal.
So even if it's not legal, as drones become more available, do you think some people will try to use them for hunting in some of the ways you just talked about, herding or harassing wildlife, that kind of thing?
Sure. Well, that's one of the reasons I wrote the article and I proposed some imaginary scenarios. The use of technology is always very tempting to human beings. And So there would be a great temptation. People fly aircraft in certain parts of the world and spot game and then hunt it. To have a tool in your hands that you could fly up, look around, and find game would, I think, be certainly tempting to some. And we should always state that the vast majority of hunters are ethical and law-abiding. But this issue now, and with the increasing availability of drones, next year the Federal Aviation Administration is scheduled to publish a rule on the use of drones for commercial applications in the U.S. And when that's done, most people expect manufacturers to produce more, and the price will come down, and so the use for all applications will increase. That's what's predicted. So there would be some folks who might be tempted to try use a drone for an unethical application. Recently, for instance, the Colorado Commission of Parks and Wildlife felt it necessary to explicitly state that the use of drones is illegal in that state. Wisconsin officials haven't weighed in on that yet, Veronica, but it's possible that they might publish such information in our hunting pamphlets just to make sure people are aware of the law.
Now, you do give two or three examples, scenarios in your piece about the way drones could be used, some things you're sort of brainstorming ahead on. One of them uses drones to locate, let's say, a deer, and then the hunter can just get in position and shoot. That's one. What are some of the others? Paul, are you with us? Did we lose Paul? We had him a second ago. Well, in the meantime, tell us what you think. Are you worried about the application of drones in hunting? We talked about a scenario in which a hunter might use a drone to get up there, find the animal that the hunter's hunting, and in this case, not engage in fair chase policies and practices in hunting, but just get in position and shoot the animal. But also, PETA has said and encouraged its members to use drones to instead go and try to watch the hunters. And let's see if we have Paul back on the line with us. Paul, are you there? Let's see. Still working on getting Paul on the line. And what do you think? You can call us at 1-800-642-1234. That's 1-800-642-1234. If you're a hunter, what do you think about this? Do you think this is something you're worried about? Should we be out ahead of this one and looking at it and talking about the way that technology could change things? 1-800-642-1234 as we try to get Paul Smith back on the line. Paul, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. I don't know. You dropped out on there for a moment, but you're back, so that's fantastic. And so I don't know if you heard my last question. So you ran through a few scenarios in your piece about ways that drones could be used, things that you're concerned about. And one of them, you talk about a hunter using a drone to locate the animal, then just getting in position and shooting and not really using the fair chase practices that most hunters use. Tell us about some of the others.
Well, in the piece, I also propose one where someone would perhaps herd an animal into position to take a shot, even perhaps going into a neighbor's property and driving game from that location to their own. I also talk about the use, before we lost contact there, I know you mentioned the PETA campaign to use drones to monitor hunter activity and to harass hunters. So we see drones surfacing on every side of the equation. That type of hunter harassment activity is illegal in Wisconsin already, and recently the state of Illinois passed a law there making it illegal in that state. One of the areas that is very interesting to me going forward is related to wildlife viewing. So not hunting, but actually wildlife viewing and the use of drones to get close to, say, nesting birds or big flocks of waterfowl.
Right. And so I guess the scenario would be something like, you know, you could watch an eagle's nest with your binoculars, or you could get right on in there with a drone camera and see things you never could have seen, you know, before. And I guess you're worried that that's going to affect the wildlife and maybe they'll leave the nest.
Yeah, absolutely. I've seen videos taken with drones that get very close to some wildlife, and you can see the animals reacting to it. And if you can imagine someone who spent a lifetime looking through binoculars at birds that are perhaps at a distance of a half a mile, quarter of a mile, or using spotting scopes, and offered this option of using a drone to fly close to it, there'll be a temptation there. There aren't really, we have a wildlife harassment law in Wisconsin, but wildlife viewing is much less regulated than hunting. So it'll be interesting to see how organizations come out perhaps in and have a position statement on the use of drones in wildlife viewing. I called the National Audubon Society, for instance, and they don't have a position right now on the use of drones, or at least weren't able to locate one. As this issue moves forward, it'll be interesting to see how certain groups come out on the issue of drones.
Well, let's take a caller. We have Lacey. She's joining us from Waukon, Iowa. Hi, Lacey.
Hi.
What do you think about drones and the way we might use them?
Well, I think that it's kind of cheating. The fun of hunting is, like, tracking them, too. And only people who have more money will be able to use the drones. It wouldn't be fair to the other people.
Right, and so you're saying it could give some people the advantage in hunting, and also Lacey's getting at the fair chase sort of ethic of behind hunting. What would you say to that, Paul?
Yeah, well, absolutely. I would agree 100%, and every ethical hunter would, and that's the point. One of the points that the Backcountry Hunters and Anglers, that's a conservation organization, they came out in January and issued a statement making exactly those points, that it violates fair chase, and also it violates this tenet that we have that game should be available to all of us, and not just wealthy or not allocated by means of ability to get at it through different means. So, I would agree. And she's making points that hopefully, you know, Veronica, I haven't called all around the country to find what laws are in place in different states, but I believe most would already outlaw the use of drones in this way that Lacey said. It's cheating.
Do you think that the hunting community in Wisconsin and beyond will coalesce on a point of view about this, or is this something that's going to be contentious down the road? Some people are going to want to use drones to hunt.
Yeah, it's a great idea, a great question. I believe they will coalesce around it, and I think as it becomes more feasible to consider, right now you can't walk into sporting goods stores that I know of and buy a drone, but I wouldn't rule that out. It's probably a question of when, right? When we can go to our various commercial outlets of any sort and buy one. So I think that over the next couple of years, I believe we'll start to see various organizations and bodies take positions on it and coalesce around it. I know there's already an unofficial consensus in the hunting community that the use of drones is unethical, illegal, and should not be pursued.
Well, in our last 30 seconds here, could drones be used, you know, on the other side to catch poachers, maybe, for example?
Absolutely. I think, and they are used in Africa for that purpose now. There are also some very good, we should say, that there are excellent uses of drones, very constructive, productive uses, including for monitoring remote wildlife. In Indonesia, they're used to monitor orangutans high in the trees. And so
that's another aspect. And we're going to have to leave it there, Paul. Thank you so much for joining us. That was Paul Smith, outdoors editor for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talking about his recent piece on drones, hunting, and ethics. Coming up.